Okay, let's pick up from the Mishnah at the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Shalosh Asheris Hein. There are three kinds of Asheris trees. So again, similar idea to what we talked about in the previous Mishnahs, about three categories, three kinds of houses or stones. And this is, of course, with respect to Bittel. What does it take to undo the status of the Avodah Zarah? So says the Gemara, Shalosh Asheris Hein, Ilan Shenatel Matchilo L'Shem Avodah Zkachavim, Harei Zu Asura. So if you have a tree that was planted originally from the very get-go, it was planted l'shem avodah zarah, so that tree is usur. And so it's going to always be usur until a guy goes ahead and is mevatel that tree. Now, gida upis lo l'shem avodah zkachavim v'hichlif. Now, the second case is like this. Let's say you have a guy, he buys a tree from Home Depot, he puts it into his front lawn as a part of landscaping, and then one day as he's going out in the spring to prune the tree, he thinks to himself he's going to prune the tree and now have in mind to convert this tree into an avodah zarah so that he can worship the new stuff that grows out of this tree after he does some snipping. That's where Dama Gido Pislo, the Shem of Roskochavim, the Hechlov, what Rashi explains, he cuts down parts of the tree, he lops the tree, trims the tree, and in order so that it will promote some, you know, growth, and that growth is what they are going to serve. So vehichlif, that's what I mean, and it refreshes as if, in other words, it grows new stuff. Noto mashe hichlif, so in order to undo the status of the Avodah Zarah, all you have to do is take off whatever it refreshed, regrew. But the rest of the tree is perfectly fine. It's only the, remember, because the case over here is that the guy cuts down parts of the tree in order to promote a new growth, and that new growth is what they are going to be worshipping. So as long as you take off that new growth, the rest of the tree is fine. Third case is Hamid Tachteha Avodas Kochavim Unatala. What about if he set up an Avodah Zarah beneath the tree? Okay, and now he takes away this Avodah Zarah. Harez Mutaris, now the tree is perfectly fine. Okay, so those are the three cases of trees. Either that a tree was planted L'Shem Avodah Zarah from the get-go, or a tree was snipped and in order to promote a new growth, and that new growth is what they're going to be worshipping. All you have to do is take off that new growth, and the rest of the tree is fine. Or they set up an Avodah Zarah beneath a tree, so all you have to do is take away that Avodah Zarah from beneath the tree, and the tree is fine. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Army Devei Rav Yanai. So Devei Rav Yanai said as follows: V'hu shehivrich v'herkif begufo shel ilan. That is provided that he did havracha or harkava into the actual tree itself. In other words, when we talk about havracha and harkava, so we're talking about literally the harkava would be the grafting. The havracha is when you one of the ways. Let's say we're dealing with a vine of some sort. So instead of replanting a new vine plant, when they wanted to start a new series of vines for grapes, so what they do is they'd bend one of the vines beneath the ground. In other words, they would take a pre-existing vine plant and they would bend one of the vines beneath the ground and then pop it up in another part, pop it up above the ground somewhere else, so that it, and that vine that was popped up beneath the above the ground would start a new plant. So either way, Rav Yanai walks in and he says, oh, but this is specifically if they did havrach or hakava, that's grafting. They added on a new piece of tree into another pre-existing tree. So begufo shel ilan, that's the way that's what it would take in order to make this tree usher. That's what we're talking about. Now, so says Gemara, wait a second. Vahanan gido upislo tanan. I thought we learned in the Mishnah that by simply snipping off some parts of the tree and then promoting new growth, that's what it takes in order to make an Avodah Zarah. So what are you saying, Rav Yanai, that the way to make a new growth in usher is if there was a maisa of grafting, that a piece was added onto the old tree, the pre-existing tree, so a branch was added on and was added into the tree in order to promote new growth, so that branch was added on as usher, or the havracha was usher. What are you talking about? The mission, you're making it out that it's so that the threshold in order to make an asherah tree is much higher, that it takes a much more significant act in order to make the tree Usher in order to make whatever grows Usher. That's not true. It says in the Mishnah, all you have to do is snip down a little bit, and whatever grows is what's going to be Usher. So it says the Gemara, Elakiyat Mar Dravyane, Linin Bittel Etmar. We misunderstood Ravyane. Ravyane was saying something with respect to Bittel. That's what it is. Not as far as whether it becomes Usher or not in the first place. That's not what he's talking about. He's not saying that if you didn't do a Maisa Habracha into the tree itself, then the tree would not become Usher, wouldn't need Bittel. That's not what he's saying. What he is saying is, the Afal Gav, the Hivrich, the Herkit, the Gufushal Ilan, that if a person did it, even though he did a really intense action, like a Maisa Havracha or Harkava, which is the closest thing that we could get to taking to buying a fresh plant from Home Depot and putting it into the ground, is a similar idea. When you take a vine and you bend it underneath the ground in order to pop it up and start a new plant, or you graft, you add a whole chunk of a tree into another pre-existing tree. So those are pretty intense actions, and you would have thought that maybe the mice that it takes to make him a bottle is not going to be sufficient with just merely taking off whatever you added on. So now the chiddush is that all you have to do is once you take off whatever new stuff is refreshed, whenever you take that off, that's fine. What do you thought to say? You did set an act to the goof of the tree. Dummy. It's like a tree that was originally planted, the Lashem of Arzara, the Litzrikula, and the whole tree should become Asr. So Kamash Lon, so that's Raviana's big chiddush. So when you did a Maisa Avrach or Maisa Arkava into the tree itself, all that becomes Asr is the new growth, nothing else. Okay, that's the first point of the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Hamashtachav Ilan, Tosvase Asura. So Shmuel says, person bows down to a tree. Tosfase, its new addition, in other words, whatever grows afterwards, is Aser, but the tree itself seems to be fine. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Maser ve'olazer, Lazer at the following gasha. Gido epistlo levorsko chavim v'hechlef, not the mash hechlef. The Mishnah said that if a person snipped off a branch of the tree and promoted new growth, and that new growth was what they were planning on doing with L'shem Avodah Zarah, so all you have to do is take off the new growth, and that's perfectly fine. What do you see from the Mishnah? That in order to make the tree, in order to make new growth usher, what does it take? Gido pislo in, it's specifically if he did an action of snipping, of cutting down, trimming the tree, that's what it takes in order to promote, in order to make the new growth usher. Logado pislo lo, but if a person would not have done at least trimming of the tree, then the whatever grows afterwards would not become answer. So in other words, Shmuel has a big chiddush. His chiddush is a chumrah. He's trying to say that if a person merely bows down to a tree, he doesn't even have to do anything physically to the tree itself, so then whatever grows afterwards is going to be usher. So Rav Elazar is a kasha. The Mishnah sounded like if you want to make new growth usher, you would have to do an action to the tree. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Shmuel. Shmuel would tell you as follows: Ha mani rabbanan hi. That's specifically the opinion of the Chachamim. Ushmul the Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel will tell you, I hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ilan Shenatol Itzav Avdo Aser. So this is going back again to the machlokas that we had a couple daf ago between the Chacham and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. When you have an Ilan that in order to make an Asher tree, so what has to happen here? So everybody agrees that if a tree was originally planted L'shem Avodah Zarah, that tree is definitely Aser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that if you buy a tree from Home Depot, you plant it in the ground, and now it grows. You had no kavanas, you were just using it as landscaping for your house. And then you wake up one day, and you bow down to it, and you make it. That's possible to make it aser. That's his big chiddush. The Chacham disagree with that. So what Shmuel is saying is that, yeah, very good. The Mishnah over here that requires some act to the tree in order to make it aser, so that's because that's the opinion of the Chacham. The Chacham anyway hold that you need some sort of an act. They hold that an ilan that you planted originally Shem of Azar is Asher, but not an ilan that you planted and then ultimately decided to worship it. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, though, that if you have a tree that he planted and then he ultimately worshiped that tree, the case he buys a tree from Home Depot, puts it in the ground, and then bows down to it later. So that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi's opinion that would be Azar. And Shmuel saying, I would hold like Rabbi Yosef. So in other words, according to the way that the Gemara resolves this problem, we had a kash on Shmuel, we're just saying, yeah, very good, there's a machlokas tanaim here, and the Mishnah on Memches is the opinion of the Chachamim. Shmuel is presenting the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Maskala Ravash, Ravash is the following kasha. Mimai Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, bit of Sefes Pliki. What do you get this from? That Rav Yossi, Rav Yudah, and the Chachamim have a disagreement about Tosefos, right? In other words, we're making a massive assumption here. We're assuming that in order to defend Shmuel, we're saying that when we're talking about over here, when we say that a Mishtach V'Leil and Tosfasi Aser, that the whatever new growth is what's Aser, and we're saying that this is gufa machlokas tanaim, that the chum hold that an ilan shenatal metchila lakach l'shem avodah zarah, that's aser, but not an ilan shenatal b'sof avdo. So that is the opinion of the chum in the Mishnah, and Shmuel is holding like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is that an ilan shenatal b'sof avdo is aser. So if you plant the tree and then you later on worship it, that's the same thing, says the Gemara, that as what Shmuel is saying, that if you bow down to a tree, whatever grows afterwards is going to be usher. That's the assumption that we're making. So Rav Ashi says, is that true? You're assuming that Rav Yosef Yehuda and the Chum are arguing about the case of Tosefos, that if there's a growth that grows afterwards, that's usher. That's what their machlokas is about. That the Chum are going to say that the new growth after bowing down to a tree is mutter, and the Chum and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to say that the new growth that comes from this tree is going to be usher, because you don't even have to do an action to the tree in order to make the new growth usher. Is that true? Maybe everybody holds that whatever is added on, whatever new growth comes, is usher. If a person bows down to a tree, the new growth is usher. Ube ikro pligi, and the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Chachamim is with respect to the ikr, the main part of the tree, the primary part of the tree, not the new growth, what's pre-existing. That's what their machlokas is. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is of the opinion, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda savar ikro nami asr. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is of the opinion that the main part of the tree is also asr. In other words, when a person bows down to the tree, it's not just the new growth that becomes asr, it's also the tree itself that becomes asr. And where would he get that from? What would be the basis to say such a thing? The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Va'asherem tisrafun be'esh." There's the pasuk we said it a few daf ago, where Akash Baruch says you have to burn down their asherah trees. And so Rav Yosef Yehuda would be able to learn out from that pasuk that there are two kinds of asherahs that are aser. Because remember, the pasuk says asherehem, their asherah trees, but in plural. Well, which asherah trees? So he would understand there's two kinds of asherah trees that the Torah is conveying as being problematic. One would be that if a person planted an asherah tree mitchila, l'shem avodah zarah, that would be a problem. That would require destruction. And the second one is if a person is in tel sof avdo, in this case, that the ikr of the tree itself is going to be us. That's the chiddush. So, v'rabbanan savri, ikr ilan shari, and the chum would hold that no, the ikr part of the tree is actually us. It's only the new growth that's a problem. The chesiv is, and what would be the basis of the chum shita? The chesiv is, the pasuk says, v'asherim tagade un. The pasuk says, and there are asherah trees, you have to chop them down. And we learn out from that pasuk, why does the pasuk use a funny lashon of tagade un? You should cut it down, you should chop it down. So the answer is, because ezehu ilan shegiduo aser. Because what is the tree whose giduo is aser? Meaning what you snip off later on, the new growth that comes later, that's what's aser. V'ikro shari, but the primary part of the tree, which was the pre-existing part of the tree, that's permitted, that's not aser. Havyom ilan shalom tol savavda. I would tell you that that's the tree that he planted originally, and then later on, worshipped. In other words, what the Gemara is saying right now is that given Shmuel's Havana, that given Shmuel's statement that if a person bows down to a tree, the new growth that comes afterwards is what's usher, but not the primary part of the tree. Now we're saying this is specifically the Shmuel is telling you, Shmuel's taking sides, and Shmuel's saying, as assuming like Rav Yosef Reb Yehuda. But the Chum would disagree. The Chum would say that if a person bows down to a tree, whatever grows afterwards is not usher. That's the Gemara said. So Rav Ashi says, I don't get that. Why are you telling me that there's a machlokas? Who says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Chachamim is with respect to the new growth that comes after you bow down to the tree? Maybe when you're dealing with the tree, the Tosefos is what's usher. According to everybody, the Tosefos, the new growth is avada usher. The only shaila is the primary part of the tree. Is the primary part of the tree, the ikar part of the tree, not the new growth, the stuff that there exists already, is that also aser? Rav Yosef Yehuda is of the opinion that we learn from the pasuk v'asherim tishrafun be'esh that it is aser, and the Chachamim say no. It says v'asherim tagadi'un, that it teaches you have to chop off the new growth, but the primary part of the tree, the original part of the tree, is perfectly mutter. Maybe that's what's going on, and not the way that we're suggesting right now. Now, v'chi tema, the truth is, maybe we have a rejection of Rav Ashi. Maybe we could reject Rav Ashi on the basis, due to the fact that we had a couple daf ago, a Gemara that seemed to indicate otherwise. V'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me, ha, Lo matartinan hachi. I thought we didn't answer up like this. Remember, and the Gemara that we had when we first brought up this machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Chama and Mem Hayam Beis, we said that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he holds that even shenatal itself avdo is aser. So we had a brisa that said, where did he get that from? The brisa says it's because on the one hand the pasuk says tachas kol etz ra'anan, which sounds like only trees, only avodah zarah that are beneath the trees. So it sounds like the trees themselves are not a problem. And so we said, so where did he get his shita from? So we said because of the pasuk va'ashereihem tisrafun be'esh. Because the pasuk says asherim tisrafun be'esh, you have to burn their asherim. That's where we learn it from. So, if you remember, what we said in response to that is, wait a second. I thought everybody learns out from the pasuk of Asherim Tishrifun Be'esh that an eland that was originally planted L'shem Avodah Zarah is what's Aser. And that's what you use, Asherim Tishrifun Be'esh. So, where does Rav Yosef Yehuda see that eland Shenatal L'Sof Avdo is what's a problem also? So, the answer is we learned out from the pasuk of Va'ashereihem Tegadeyon. That's what we said. And so, then in response to that, we said, the Bryce that we mentioned originally, giving us the makar for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's shita, only cited the pasuk of Asherim Tishrifun Be'esh. So the Gemara said, no, the Brais is speaking in terms of what would have happened if you didn't have the pasuk of Tegadeyon. What would you do? And so there we say that if I wouldn't have had the pasuk of a Tegadeyon, I would have said from Asherim Tishrifun Be'esh that the only kind of tree that's aser is Ilan Shantal Matchil Lekach. Kamashalon, the pasuk of a Tegadeyon, that you see that there's also a second kind of tree of Elin shouldn't tell itself of. So then we said, so according to the Ram, we learned from Vashrim Tishrifun Be'esh, that that's an Elin shouldn't tell Matchil Lekach. What do they do with the pasuk of Asherim Tegadeyon? So he said they use that for the concept of, for kibush, the process for kibush. That first you have to chop down the vodazaras, then you do kibush arts, and then you come back and you exterminate the vodazaras that you chopped down already. So the problem is, so says the Gemara, well, maybe an immediate response to Rav Ashi's point is that the Gemara didn't answer this way. We didn't say any of this before. Before, we didn't say anything about how Rav Yosef Yehuda is of the opinion that the ikar part of the tree is a problem also. That's not what we said. It sounded like from that discussion, from Vashirim Tagadion, that was an Elin Shanatel of Avdo, which means that he would agree that the ikar part of the tree is mutter. It's only the Tosefis that's a problem. So maybe that's what you'll say. I thought we didn't answer up that way. No, I'll tell you what Rav Ashi would answer back to that. Rav Ashi says, Epoch Rabbanan lid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, would Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lid Rabbanan? Just flip around what we are defending, what we're answering up for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and what we're answering up for the Chachamim. In other words, the sequence of the Gemara was that we said, what's the basis for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion? The Pasuk of Asherim Tisrafun Be'esh. So the Gemara said, I thought we need that for the pasuk of for the lima to teach you that a tree not in ilan shenatel himself avdo, but for an ilan shenatel mitchil lekach. So then we said, you know what? You're right. We learned out that from the fact that it says asherim tagadion. The one pasuk asherim tishavun is to teach you ilan shenatel mitchil lekach, and one pasuk asherim tagadion is to teach you this sheet. But who's talking all that part of the Gemara? The Gemara was, not the Braisa. So that was just our cheshbin within what us trying to put together what he seems to hold. We're trying to just build what his shita seemed to be, what his cheshbin must be. So now we're saying, just build it a little bit differently. Say that the pasuk of Asherim Tishrifun Be'esh is to teach you the multiple kinds of trees that we're talking about over here, Ilan Shenatal Matchil Lekach, and also Ilan Shenatal Lesof Avdo, but referring to the ikar part of the tree, and then the chum, and you work around those tirutzim. So says the Gemara, Imkain, because if that were true, Gido. So again, Epoch Rabbanan Lid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbanan. Just flip around our defenses, our explanations for the Shitas, and you can work out the Gemara over there. So it says Gemara, okay, fine. Let's assume you work out the Gemara a couple days ago. Let's say you can work out the Gemara Menhayim Beis. Maybe that's true. You can work out all the math over there to work it out. The problem is as follows. In Cain, Gido Pislo. So then when we get to the Mishnah Mem Chesem and Aleph, and it says, if a person snips down, he trims the tree and promotes a new growth. And that new growth, and he's having in mind to worship that new growth. And that new growth is what's Aser. And all you have to do is take off that new growth, and the rest of the tree is fine. Well, then wait a second. Im kein gido pislo, man kadanila. Who taught that halacha in the Mishnah Mem Ches? La Rabbanan, v'la Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It can't be the Chum, and it can't be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why? Because irabanan. Because if it's the pinat chacham below gido pislo, naimin tosefes asher. Even if you didn't do any snipping to the tree itself, the whatever grows afterwards, the ever new growth there is, it's anyway asher, right? Because according to our understanding right now, is that if a person bows down to a tree, even without interacting with the tree itself, doing something physical to the tree, like trimming it down, all you'd have to do is bow it down and then bow down to the tree, and the new growth would be asher. So why would the Mishnah teach you a case of gido pislo if it's a pinat chacham? So the Mishnah can't be the chacham. If it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, so then Ikar Ilanami Aser. So then why would the Mishnah tell you that it's the new growth that's Aser, and all you have to do is remove the new growth? The whole tree itself is Aser, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So again, where are we going with this? Shmuel walks in and he has a big chiddush. His chiddush is, person bows down to a tree, whatever grows afterwards, that new growth is Aser. So there's a big kasha. The kasha is that Shmuel seems to be against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah seemed to say that specifically a person snips, trims a part of a tree down, and then promotes new growth. That new growth is what's Aser, implying that bowing down to a tree is not a way to make the new growth Aser. So Gemara says, maybe what Shmuel would tell you is that, very good, the Mishnah is dependent on the Chachamim, but I hold like Rav Yosef Yehuda. So Rav Ashi has a kasha, and Rav Ashi says, well, wait a second. Maybe you totally misunderstood their machlokas. Maybe the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Chachamim is not about the Tosefes. Everyone agrees that the Tosefes is Aser when a person bows down to a tree. The only shail is if the Iker part of the tree would become Aser as well. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would think it does, and the Chachamim thinks that it doesn't. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If Rabbi Ashi is correct, then the Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah doesn't work out like anybody's Shita. The Mishnah said Gido Pislo, so it doesn't work like the Chum, because the Chum hold that even without Gido Pislo, by just bowing down to the tree, the Tosefes would become Aser. And if you want to tell me the Mishnah is Rav Yosef Yehuda, then why would the Mishnah say Gido Pislo? Well, all you have to do is take off whatever new growth there is. According to Rav Yosef Yehuda, the whole tree is Aser. So it says the Gemara, tell you what the Pshat is. Ibai Zemer Rabbanan, the Ibai Zemer Rav Yosef Yehuda. I could answer up for Rabbanan, or I could answer up with Rav Yosef Yehuda. Ibai Zemer Rav Yosef Yehuda. I could tell you that the Mishnah is going to be like Rav Yosef Yehuda. How so? I thought we said that if it's Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Iker part of the tree is also Aser. Ki kam Rav Yosef Yehuda, because when does Rav Yosef Yehuda say his din? Below Gita Opislo, Iker Ilan Aser Bistama. In other words, below Gita Opislo, Iker Ilan Aser Bistama. In other words, if we're dealing with a case where he doesn't do Gita Opislo, so then we say, Iker Ilan Aser Bistama, that in the case of Stam, in a case where he doesn't specify what he's trying to get at over here, that's when we say that, that's what he says as Alacha. Avogido Pislo, Gali Adaite, Dibet Tosefes Nichole. He's indicating that it's the Tosefes that he cares about, Be Iker Ilan Lo Nichole. That's the point. In other words, the whole kasha that we said is that according to Yosef Yehuda, the Iker part of the tree is also Aser. That's not really 100% true. Because if a person does Gido or Pislo, he's specifically indicating that it's the new growth that he's trying to make Aser. That's what he's having Kavana for. That's why he's trimming the tree, to promote this new growth to serve as Avodah Zarah. So that's when he would say that only the new growth is Aser. But if there's no Gido or Pislo, and all he does is a basic Maisa of Ishtachava to the tree, so then the whole thing becomes Aser. Then it's very shaykh for the whole tree to become Aser. Now, says the Gemara, Ibai Zemer Rabban. Alternatively, you could say that the Mishnah could fit with the Chachamim. Now, you told me a second ago that if it's the Chachamim, even if without Gido Pislo, the Tosefes becomes Aser. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you how it could fit. Gido Pislo, it's Rikhle. The Mishnah has to tell you a case of Gido Pislo and not the case of Ishtachva. Why? Sagata Dachamina, Kivin the Avalei Maise Begufe. So then, Iker not Ilan Namilitzer. You would think that since he doesn't act to the tree itself, so then it's not only the Tosefes that becomes Aser, the whole tree should become Aser. The Iker part of the tree should become Aser as well, because you did a Maisa to the tree. Kamash Malan, that even though you did a Maisa to the tree, the whole tree doesn't become Aser. The only thing that becomes Aser is the Tosefes. Okay.